idea. Have a seat out here with your mom and Ruthie. Scoot over. Make room, make room.
Make
be
room
nice.
For Daddy.
Pretend you like them.
Make room for Daddy.
I know you're going to be shocked that I'm going to talk, but I couldn't pass up the opportunity. L'chaim, l'chaim. It is truly hard to believe that Dan and Ruth are celebrating 25 years at Beth Am Temple. It has been a real partnership for them and for us. Everyone knows the rabbi. And after working with Dan for so many years, I could tell you some stories. But I'll be discreet.
Just tell me.
You know Dan as a wonderful religious leader, a fabulous extemporaneous speaker, especially about sports, an interesting and entertaining teacher, a good role model, and our representative in the community at large. Ruthie is a little bit more reserved, so many of you might not know as much about her. Ruthie has been a tremendous asset to Dan and to our Beth Am Temple family because she is just delighted to be a Rebbitzin. Ruthie has always said yes whenever I have asked her to sing with me on Yom Kippur or accompany me at the Sisterhood Women's Seder. You're really awesome. She has been a tremendous boon to our religious school, teaching an entire generation of our children and helping them to prepare for life as Jewish adults, while at the same time raising four children of her own. Together, Dan and Ruth are an unstoppable team. Hans joins me in wishing them a heartfelt Mazel Tov on this 25-year milestone. It is my pleasure now to invite up Jeff Green, as opposed to Jack Green, who was called up earlier, but we won't hold you to that. Jeff is a past president. He was our 15th temple president, and he has a few words to say. I don't think you need
them. I don't think so. Thank you, Jerry. As many of you know, in the November bulletin, the rabbi looked back at some of the things that have changed over the last 25 years. I've taken the liberty of doing something similar and looked at some of the things that have stayed the same over the last 25 years. In 1985, William Hurt won the Oscar for Best Actor. And in 2010, The Hurt Locker won the Oscar for Best Picture. In 1985, the Detroit Lions finished 7-9, but they were a promising team. And in 2010, after 25 mostly losing seasons, the Lions are 2-7, but are a promising team. In 1985, a Cuomo was governor of New York. And in 2010, a Cuomo was elected governor of New York. One of the other things that hasn't changed are some of the rabbi's strongest qualities. For example, he does not sing worse than I do. I have to note, however, that when I made this observation when I was president, many years ago, his mother, Anne, who I'm glad to see is with us today, came up to me and she said after the service that he really doesn't sing that badly. Now, that's a good mother. But I'm sure you'll agree with me, Ann, that he certainly does not sing as well, as he said before, as anyone else in his family. You know, during his jaunts around Pearl River and around Nanuet, he picks up cans and bottles from a variety of lawns and he recycles them. I'm constantly finding a bag of bottles and cans next to my garage. He's run up the Empire State Building. Why would anyone want to do that? He's put up with our congregation for all of these years. It's kind of like running up the Empire State Building. He learns fast. He doesn't repeat his mistakes. For example, only one time did he lock up the temple and set the alarm with an incoming president still in the bathroom. But on a more serious note, I remember the first time I met the rabbi. I was at a men's club board meeting at Diane and Erwin Rader's house. I remember that after he was introduced to each of us, he participated in the meeting, had some constructive comments, and told some of what have become his trademark jokes. After the meeting, when I went home, I remember telling Sadell, who had not yet met him, that I thought the new rabbi was terrific. But I didn't think we would be able to keep him at Beth Am after his initial contract. We're very lucky as a congregation that Ruthie and the rabbi decided to make us all part of their extended family and Rockland County their home. We all know that rabbi means teacher. When reading the Torah, there are many levels of understanding. There's the plain meaning, and there are deeper and deeper layers of meaning until you get to the mystical concepts of the Kabbalah. This is true of the rabbi as well. As a teacher, he has taught in our religious school and served as its principal. He has taught more adult ed classes than I can remember, including teaching many of us how to read Hebrew and leading adult B'nai Mitzvah classes, an adult confirmation class, classes on the Talmud, understanding the holidays and rituals, Torah study, Jews in the news, Jewish history, and of course, the weekly trivia question. In short, he has enhanced our understanding, appreciation of knowledge, and knowledge of Judaism and of ourselves. On a deeper level, he has helped us deal with life's events. He's been with us in times of joy and sorrow, a confidant, a friend, an advisor to all. And I know that Sadell will never forget how kind you were to her on September 11th when she didn't know where I was. He teaches us not only the historical basis for the traditions and rituals of Judaism, but is also willing to explain and rethink his positions on these issues and guide us when we must do the same. By his own example, he teaches us patience, kindness to others, ethics and high standards, and he even gets to the Kabbalistic levels. That's only when you consider some of the strange sports teams he roots for. Ruthie, I focused on the rabbi here, but we all know what an important part you have played in our temple lives for the past 25 years. We know the rabbi could not devote himself and give so much of himself to us without your support and your encouragement. No matter how tired or stressed you may be, you always greet us with your bright and warm smile. You and Sarah and Ben and Josh and David are truly the perfect family for each other and for all of us. And you are a source of pride to all of us. I know that it has brought tears to my eyes to see you kvelling on the Bema, including tonight, during the high holiday services and other times over the years, as each of your children has participated in the services. It is you and your family that we honor tonight for making us what we are as a congregation. Your contributions over the years that we all know about and those that are behind the scenes really lead me to conclude that one of the best things about Dan is you and your wonderful family. Thank you to all of you.
Our 22nd president had just retired and was looking forward to having all this free time. And she happened to come into the temple office, and we were looking for a new president. And Bobby Chertok stepped up to the plate. And I would like to invite her up at this time.
Thank you, Cantor. It is indeed a joy to celebrate your silver anniversary, Ruth and Dan Pernick, with Beth Am Temple. Rabbi, all I have to do is think of dozens and dozens and dozens of menorahs, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of candles glowing, to realize how much you have lit our path and how much you have given to Beth Am Temple these last 25 years. My husband Harvey and I, joined Beth Am just 2 years after its inception in 1963. And it was a small Hamish congregation for its first 8 years under the leadership of Rabbi Milton Weinberg. And then, to be honest, we floundered a bit. There were a bunch of years when Beth Am could have installed a revolving door for rabbis. 7 different clergy graced our pulpit. Some were bright and competent. A quarter of our congregation loved them, but sadly, many did not. A quarter of the rabbis loved us. The others, not so much. And then in 1985, a very tall, very smiling, very young rabbi was selected to become our spiritual leader. And he was accompanied by his lovely, soft-spoken, very caring bride, Ruth. And a true love affair began. We got acquainted and met their wonderful parents, some now of blessed memory. We are so happy that Dan's mom, Ann Pernick, is here with us this evening. We watched and quailed with the birth of Sarah and Benjamin and Josh and David. Their family became our family. We applauded the children's, now adults, amazing musical talent, academic successes. But above all, like proud parents, we are thrilled that each of you, like your parents and your grandparents before you, have become caring participants in Tikkun Olam, the task of making our world a better place. And we're so happy you're here with us tonight, too. A few words of thanks to Ruth. Like a gentle breeze that you hardly know is there, but that continually refreshes and replenishes, you have been a true role model for the women of this congregation. We know you as a strong woman who pursues her own life, but always actively helps others. And we have watched you as a loving daughter, a supportive wife, and a dedicated mom. And I personally thank you for skillfully and patiently teaching me Hebrew. And by the way, I need a refresher course. You have generously given us the best of your teaching and musical talents, and you've always been a beautiful, bright light and inspiration to us. And now, Rabbi Dan, you came to us 25 years ago full of enthusiasm, and you kind of shook us up. You introduced us to rituals that were new to us, We watched, at first skeptically, as you carried the Torah to the congregation each Shabbat, and everyone now could touch the core of our religion and feel blessed. We might have been skeptical at first, but now we squeeze into the aisles for that blessing. And of course, I mentioned the Hanukkah blaze. I will never forget nervously clutching a fire extinguisher and then watching the calm and happy face beaming of the rabbi, beaming with the glow of candles and watching the children lighting them. At Simchat Torah, we all formed two straight lines as the entire Torah was unfurled, the parchment resting upon our open hands, the length of a playing field. And in awe, we couldn't help but feel that we were part of that long, long lineage that began thousands of years ago in Sinai and was continuing here in Pearl River. Under Rabbi Dan's orchestration, the Havdalah service became dramatic theater, revealing the interplay of light and dark, the separation of the sacred and the profane. You brought your own creative brand of aha moments to us, and we love them. And we no longer had to seek a shofar blower. Instead, everyone had to get a wristwatch with a sweep second hand so we could time your blast of joy, ushering in a new year of promise and mitzvah. At this most awesome moment, you again helped us to become part of the experience. You introduced more Hebrew in the service, and little by little, through study or osmosis, more of us were reading. You have spoken of Israel with unabashed love and led trips to Israel until many of us connected to our ancient homeland in a new and vital way. And because of your jokes and your heartfelt singing, your springy walk around the congregation getting people to read or participate, because of your calling each little child by name to open the ark, we began to realize that being a Jew didn't have to be so doggone serious. Being a Jew could be a whole lot of fun. The energy, the optimism, the caring and joy that Rabbi Dan and Ruth brought into our lives has become a vital part of Beth Am Temple and truly has helped define what it means to be a Jew. Now, I can't help, even though Jeff mentioned these things and maybe can't just mention a couple of things. I've known many rabbis, but only Rabbi Dan runs marathon, races to the top of the Empire State Building, plays a mean tennis game. I get the inside track on the tennis game. You set a great example for physical well-being. Regularly, he conducts services in nursing homes, shows leadership at the Ecumenical Council, teaches at the Dominican College, participates in interfaith community panels, joins with the clergy of conservative and Orthodox rabbis in our community. As a result of all that, you have become the face and spirit of Reform Judaism throughout Rockland and Bergen counties. Without exception, my non-Jewish neighbors and friends love you. And even the most devout believers at the JCC tell me you are wonderful. Now that's really something. Rabbi, we have watched as you've named babies, blessed our children as bar and bat mitzvah, officiated at weddings, always with the sensitivity to individual family needs. You've taken the time to know us, and you genuinely respect our differences. You have lovingly incorporated non-Jewish family members and guests to feel the welcoming acceptance of Judaism. Your own personal growth in tolerance has been a lesson. If our rabbi, after reflection, can change, then we all can continue to change for the better. We deeply thank you for that. And since we all know that loss is a part of our lives, we are so grateful to you for your careful assembling of details of our loved one's life at the time of their death. Your services at our time of grief use the power of memory and your extraordinary gift of speech to bring our beloved back to us. Okay, so I can't mention it all, Jews in the news, Torah study, history, visiting the sick and troubled, offering hope when there was none, listening and leading in prayer. And I'm sure I left something out. But finally, when I patter downstairs in my bedroom slippers because I can't sleep at 3 a.m. on a Thursday night, there on the computer is your cheery batty mail to make me smile and wonder. I know he did a full day of work. I know he just did Israeli dancing at the J with Ruth. I know he just played a challenging tennis game at West Rock. Now it's almost morning. How does he do it? God only knows. Ruth and Rabbi Dan, Beth Ann wishes you a hearty mazel tov, along with our love and gratitude.
And now I would like to invite up to the Bima, Snuni and Al Loeb, who will make a presentation to the rabbi and to Ruth on behalf of the congregation. We'll all come.
Al and I were delighted to have been asked to present you on behalf of the congregation of Beth Am Temple with a gold leaf for our Tree of Life that we have purchased to celebrate and honor the occasion of your silver anniversary here. And we are looking forward to many, many more years in good health, in happiness, in joy of your children, your family, and with our congregation, and all the wonderful work and inspiration that you have given us. Thank you so very much.
I just want to say one word. Nobody mentioned the fringe benefit that the rabbi gets. Look at all the wonderful women he gets to kiss.
I would like, where did Ruthie go? Come back here.
I would like all of you to join us in a Shehecheyanu blessing.
Okay.
You got it. You're on your own.